Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you can. I hope you'll use it to your advantage to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and a lot of people do, and I think it does help them to be successful. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter. And I hope you'll also check out and maybe even subscribe to my blog. All that stuff's free. It's there for you. You're the person we've designed it for. Our Brain Trust members who join us every day are joining us so that they can help you out. I hope you take advantage of all the free resources that are there, thanks to our outstanding corporate partners who help us make that available. Suzanne Mulvihill is a very important member of our Brain Trust and has been now for a long time. She's the founder of the Emotional Endurance Institute. It's an organization, a budding, growing organization that I'm really proud of, Suzanne, for founding and getting off the ground. And she's the author of Employee to Entrepreneur, The Employee's Guide to Entrepreneurial Success. She is the lady who's building a buzz around the world of something she calls emotional endurance. And she's going to talk to us a little bit more about that today because she has in the past. Suzanne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's great to be back. Thank
you. It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Suzanne?
It really is.
For you to be back.
Jim, years, it takes years, but it is a dream come true. Thank you.
Well, I want to say on the air something I said off the air. I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of what you've done. I followed you. You and I have been friends now for a while, and I remember when we first met where you were and what you were trying to do. I knew you were onto something. If I didn't think you were onto something, we wouldn't have invited you back, and you know, because I could tell that you were the real deal, and that you were going to be making some progress, and that you were going to be introducing the world to some ideas that other people hadn't seen before, and primarily I was thinking of your emotional endurance direction that you've been going in, and so now you've got the Emotional Endurance Institute, and I just want to say I'm really proud of you.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thank you.
Okay. Now, you've been working on, you've really been developing this emotional endurance thing, and you've been talking to people all over the world about it, haven't you?
Yes. I actually just came back from 6 weeks of traveling to England and California and Alaska, to name a few.
Right. Well, what did you tell those people?
Well, emotional endurance, it's the ability to withstand the emotional challenges of starting and growing a business. So I'm primarily training trainers now who work with entrepreneurs in helping them understand what, if a client comes in and is procrastinating, what that really means. If they're desperate, what's underneath it? So teaching them how to help entrepreneurs develop their own emotional endurance so they can withstand the challenges of starting and growing a business.
So you're saying that sometimes when people come in, say, to a small business development center or a women's business center or somebody like that, maybe a coach, a CEO coach, that kind of thing, they may not have the training, they may not have the background, the perspectives that they need to really help this struggling entrepreneur deal with what's happening to them. It might not be about capitalization.
Exactly. Well, I counseled more than 500 people, Jim, as a small business counselor myself, and was shocked.
You actually worked for the Small Business
SBDC,
Development Centers.
Yes, yeah. For 2.5 years. And I was a marketing counselor, and what I found was that 99% of the people that came in, there were other issues underneath why they weren't making money that would come out in our business counseling session. And my background is in social work. I have a bachelor's in social work and a master's in business, so these counseling techniques kind of were developed in working with these clients and recognizing that they didn't know that this was underneath it either.
And so you saw something. You saw something that was an itch that needed to be scratched, didn't you? That
exactly.
Nobody knew how to get to, and you were able to do that.
So that's what I teach. How do we help them get there and recognize their fears and develop confidence and understand what their passion is, to give you some examples.
Well, let's say that there's somebody out there right now listening, because I know that there are, who say, you know what, I think I've got that itch. I think I've got that little itch that needs to be scratched, and I could use a little help. I'm at a point where there's something wrong. I don't know exactly what it is. I think the fundamentals of my business model are okay, but I'm still not getting the point that I want to get where I want to get to. Where would you say for them to start?
Well, I mean, one of the things is to take a look at what's going on. Sometimes it's hard for us to see it ourselves. I mean, my book really exemplifies that, employee to entrepreneur. So if they don't have, I've counseled people in Alaska. All the business counselors at the Small Business Development Center in Alaska have been trained.
Right.
And in Los Angeles and the Fullerton area, those two have all been trained. So if they don't have, right now it's just, it's sporadic in terms of who has the emotional endurance training that I've trained them on.
Right.
But they could read a copy of my book that's available through Amazon, Employee to Entrepreneur. There's 88 exercises that walk them through these different areas of what's underneath.
Give us an example of what those trainers might see when somebody walked in. What would be the pain that someone would be in?
I can give you an example of frustration. For example,
right.
You know, I had a client who he spoke seven languages, and I was training him on his marketing, helping him expand his marketing. And every time he came in, Jim, he was still the same level of frustration was there. And what we worked out, I asked him one time, just point blank, I said, "What do you really want to be doing?" And the truth was, Jim, he wasn't doing what he really wanted to be doing. He wanted to be living and working in Italy. And I said, "Then why aren't you there?"
Right.
And he said, "Because I'm afraid. For 6 years, I've had this dream, and I don't know if I can do it." And I will tell you, Jim, that he and I worked together for two more sessions, and he went to Italy. And it's just, it's powerful. And, you know, in 6 weeks, he could achieve something that for 6 years...
What did you tell him? We can't replicate what his situation is because he's there and you're here.
Right.
But what did you tell him? If someone came to you right now and you could tell that they were stuck on something, is that what you would say? What is it you really want to do?
That's what happened in this particular situation.
Yeah.
And what I told him, because it was one-on-one, we were behind closed doors, and I said, "You have permission to go." Now, that might sound silly, because I've used this case study, this example, in some of my counseling, you know, when I do the training programs, and people have said, "Oh, you know, of course they have permission to go." But, you know, when you're stuck,
it's
a big thing.
You're right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. More to come. Suzanne Mulvihill is going to help us make sure that we're doing what we want to do in 2006. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill, the author of Employee to Entrepreneur and the founder of a new institute, Emotional Endurance Institute. Did I say it right, Suzanne?
Yep, that's it.
The Emotional Endurance Institute. Tell us where we can find that institute.
You can go online at www.theei, stands for the EEI.com.
All right. theei.com.
Triple E.
Okay, spell that whole thing out.
theei.com.
Okay, but is that three E's? Is that what
yes,
you mean?
Yes, three
okay.
E's.
I want to make sure, because sometimes it's confusing. Maybe not to anybody else, but it was to me. Anyway, theei.com. theei.com. Okay, there we go. All right, Suzanne. We're trying to help the folks in the audience right now see if, you know, some of them might not know they've got emotional endurance. They might just be frustrated because things aren't happening, and they don't know why where they're stuck.
True.
Have you found that to be the case?
Absolutely. And that's when clients would come in for business counseling, usually because they weren't making money, or usually it was related to money. You know, I was the marketing counselor, so that's how it would appear. that the frustration was related to not making enough money, not making money, the business wasn't growing fast enough. Something related to the success of the business was usually the overlying factors to building emotional endurance.
Well, if things were going great, you don't have any emotional
exactly.
problems, right? So there's always a root cause, isn't there?
That's exactly right.
And the question is whether you're capable of being resilient enough and being tough enough and having the emotional endurance to not only handle those things and successfully, but to be able to live with them.
Exactly, day to day, and that's what the whole.
And that's the small business. That's the essence of a small business success, isn't it?
That's it. That's exactly right. And I will, you know, share, Jim, that for anyone that is in the audience that this may be resonating with, is that it is learned. You know, the emotional endurance strategies, and we are capable of learning how to change and how to become more. It's how willing are we to give it our all, no matter
right.
what.
You know what I learned? I learned that no matter how bad it gets today, the sun's, and I hate to sound, I know this sounds like a show tune, but the sun's going to come up tomorrow, and I'm going to live to fight another day. My point is, and I know that sounds simplistic to some folks, Suzanne, but I remember many, many years ago believing that whatever was happening to me today was going to close me down today, was going to shut me down today, and I would be out of business tomorrow. But I dealt with it. I worked with it. I faced it. And the next day, you know what? It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was able to open my business. I was able to keep working. And now when I'm faced with those things, you know, sometimes they're very serious issues, but I realize that these are just issues that have to be dealt with, and they're not necessarily going to be the end of me.
Well, and it sounds like you've changed your thinking to support yourself now. Like that, like you said, that old thinking is that the business is going to be shut down tomorrow.
Yeah.
And for me, it was I used to think I was going to be a bag lady on the street. You know, you know. But they might sound crazy, but they were real and they held me back.
Oh yeah, no, I can remember times when I didn't want the phone to ring. Because I just knew because I was expecting some bad news. And I didn't even want the phone to ring. And guess what? The phone rang. And not only was it not bad news, it was actually somebody who was going to give me some business that was actually going to save me. And there I was wishing the phone wouldn't ring.
Yeah.
How stupid was that?
Well, we've all been there. And I think that's, you know, the reality of it is when you look at someone who's successful, we all had to go through this.
That's right.
Whatever it looked like, it was very challenging, Jim. I mean, you know, I quit my job 3 times.
Yeah,
you know?
I remember.
In order to leave the workforce. And, you know, I got an MBA. I tell people, so I never had to become an entrepreneur. I liked the security of a job. You know, but I wasn't happy. And I think that's really what your show, you know, in helping people live to their fulfillment, to their potential, that we have, it's taking these risks.
Well, folks, let me say something, folks. Sometimes you'll hear people who are so-called experts talk about things not unlike what Suzanne's talking about. And I know some of them, and they haven't lived what they're talking about. They've studied it, and they've written about it. And what they have to say is not valuable, but they haven't lived it. What you're hearing Suzanne talk about, she's lived this. And Suzanne, I think that's why you're being so successful with this. And we're looking forward to seeing big things out of the Emotional Endurance Institute.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, I wrote the cover story for Entrepreneur Magazine in April called 31 Ways to Get the Guts to Start Your Own Business.
Yep.
And I still get emails from around the world today about that article because it was the first time in the magazine's history that they had a story about what it takes from the inside,
right.
from the emotional side to get started. Because, you know, Jim, when I started out, after the second time I quit my job, people said, I went to a business center and they said two things, Suzanne, save money and write a business plan. I thought, piece of cake. I can do that. I've been trained, and saving money isn't a problem because I had a problem hoarding money.
Huh.
You know, but the truth was, Jim, that wasn't it.
Yeah.
It was letting go of my fear of the unknown, that I was going to be okay no matter what.
You had to, as a friend of mine says, you had to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Absolutely.
Suzanne, will you come back
said.
Another day?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jim.
Let's do this again real soon. Give us the website again, please.
www.theeei.com.
All right. And
Happy New Year,
folks,
Jim.
I knew when I first met Suzanne that any woman who said, I'm going to show you how to get the guts to do to be in business, I knew I was going to like that lady. Thanks, Suzanne. Happy New Year. See you next time. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Steve Del Bianco right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.